Hello, this is Trisha.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely. And is that a definitely going to vote or very likely to vote?
Definitely going to.
Okay, thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registered?
No party affiliation.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Not Spanish-speaking, no.
Okay, thank you. And if that's the case, for classification purposes, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
Well, we have a combination in our family, actually. I have, my children are both Latino, but they're not Spanish-speaking.
But what about you? Or how should I record your answer on this one?
I don't really know. Other?
Well, we can go ahead and go with that one if you want.
Okay.
Or you tell me.
The other is fine.
Okay. Thank you. And also for classification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
56 and whatever.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Is it definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Don't really know because I don't know much about either candidate.
But if you have to choose today?
I guess lean towards Republican.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Leonard Spencer.
I'm sorry?
Leonard Spencer.
You know what? I don't really know any of these candidates at this time. So I'm probably not a good person to speak with because I don't know their names.
Oh, well, we just want to know what you've heard or what you've seen, anything.
Yeah, I haven't really seen much. So I'm going to let you go because I really don't know very much.
Okay.
So thank you.
Or is there anybody else at home who would like to help us with a survey so we can remove your number from our list?
Okay.